Hey, good evening, everybody. I want to just welcome you to our Good Friday service here online. We just want to say that we're glad that you're here this evening and joining in and tuning in to this evening. What we want to do tonight is we want to take a little bit of time to worship and reflect on what Jesus did for us. We're also going to have communion tonight. So I want to just encourage you to go find some things and that you can use or that you'd like to use for communion. It doesn't matter what it is. It's about the heart behind it and what those things represent. And that is what? The body and the blood. So we'll get into some worship here this evening as we have our little fire popping and hissing and throwing things at us. So bear with us as we cough and smoke or just whatever we do, but our hearts behind tonight is to worship the Lord, and we are so excited. So let me pray, and then we'll get started tonight. God, thank you for this evening. Thank you for this time that we can come and worship you. Thank you for all that you have done for us on the cross, your death, and resurrection from that death. We love you, Lord, and we want to remember and reflect on what you did for us tonight. Thank you, God. We praise you in your name. Amen.
Surrounding me, let it break at your name. Still, call the sea to sing, the rage in me to sing, every way at your name. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, breathe, call these bones to live, call these lungs to sing once again. I will praise the name of Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, oh, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. And your name is alive and forever lifted high. Oh, your name cannot be overcome. Yes, your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive and forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Oh my Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Oh, your name is alive and forever lifted high. Cannot be overcome. Oh, your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Oh, your name is alive. We forever lift it high. Oh, your name cannot be overcome. Oh, my Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, 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 Jesus. The sound of your great name, all condemned feel no shame at the sound of your great name. Every fear has no place at the sound of your great name. The enemy, he has to leave at the sound of your great name. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. Son of God and man, you are high and lifted up. All the world will praise your great name. All the weak, they find their strength at the sound of your great name. Hungry souls receive grace at the sound of your great name. The fatherless, they find their rest at the sound of your great name. The sick are healed and the dead are raised at the sound of your praise your great name.
Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. The Son of God and man, you are high and lifted up. And all the world will praise your great name.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. And you have been so, so good to me. Before I drew a breath, you breathed your life in me. God, you have been so, so good to me. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. And oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't hurt, I don't deserve it, but still you give yourself away. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love.
Coming after me, overwhelming,
carry your cross up, coming after me. There's no nail that you'd pull out, scorn that you'd tear down, coming after me. There's no hill you won't walk up, carry your cross up, coming after me.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
There's no nail that you'd pull out, scorn that you'd turn down, coming after me.
Is the flow that makes me white as snow, and no other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sing, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
Hey, you guys. So tonight, during the communion, it just got too dark to really do it. And I wanted to take a little bit of time this evening and just in the light, spend a little bit of time with you, remembering what Jesus did for us. And what better and more appropriate way to do that than actually to read the account in Scripture. And I want to just read to you the account from Mark, starting in verse 21, and it says this: As they came out of the city, they stopped an African man named Simon, a native of Libya. He was passing by, just coming in from the countryside with two sons, Alexander and Rufus, and the soldiers forced him to carry the heavy crossbeam for Jesus. They brought Jesus to the execution site called Golgotha, which means Skull Hill. There they offered him a mild painkiller, a drink of wine mixed with gall, but he refused to drink it. They nailed his hands and his feet to the cross. The soldiers divided his clothing among themselves by rolling dice to see who would win them. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they finally crucified him. Above his head, they placed a sign with the inscription and the charge against him, which read, "This is the King of the Jews." Two criminals were also crucified with Jesus, one on each side of him. And this fulfilled the scriptures that said, "He was considered to be a criminal." Those who passed by shook their heads and spitefully ridiculed him, saying, "Aha! You boasted that you could destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Why don't you save yourself now? Just come down from the cross." Even the ruling priests and religious scholars joined in the mockery and kept laughing among themselves, saying, "He saved others, but he can't even save himself. Israel's king, is he? Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, pull out the nails and come down from the cross right now. We'll believe it when we see it." Even the two criminals who were crucified with Jesus began to taunt him, hurling insults on him. For 3 hours, beginning at noon, darkness came over the earth. About 3 o'clock, Jesus shouted with a mighty voice in an Aramaic, "Eli, Eli,
Lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you turned your back on me? Some who were standing near the cross misunderstood and said, listen, he's calling for Elijah. One bystander ran and got a sponge, soaked it with sour wine, and then put it on a stick and held it up for Jesus to drink. But the rest said, leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to rescue him. Just then, Jesus passionately cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last breath. At that moment, the veil in the Holy of Holies was torn in two from the top to the bottom. When the Roman military officer who was standing right in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said, there is no doubt this man was the Son of God. Jumping down to verse 46, it says, Joseph purchased a shroud of fine linen and took the body down from the cross. Then he wrapped it in the linen shroud and placed it in a tomb quarried out from the rock. Then they rolled a large stone over the entrance to seal the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, were there and saw exactly where they laid the body of Jesus. So there it is. Jesus died on a cross. And he was placed in a tomb. Can you imagine what that must have been like for his disciples? For his followers? For those that loved him? And their expectations were completely shattered. They had a different idea of what this time was going to be like. And it was nothing what they had thought. But Jesus did share with each and every one of them what he was about to do. And he did that during the Last Supper. Tonight, as we do communion, let us remember what Jesus did for you and for me. He shared a few of these things with his disciples during that Passover meal, during that Last Supper. And I want to do that with you right now. He took the bread and he passed it around to his disciples, and he said to them, this bread, it represents my body which was broken for you. When you eat this, remember me. I'm sure they looked around at each other and were confused about what Jesus was saying, but they took it and they ate it. Tonight, let us take this bread or whatever it is that you have, and let's eat it and remember what Jesus did for each and every one of us. Breaking his body, allowing his body to be beaten, whipped, and hung on a cross for you and for me. I'm going to pray and then we'll take this together, okay? God, I thank you for your Son. And I thank you, Jesus, for your willingness to be beaten and hung on a cross for each and every person. Thank you for the love that you have for us. We are so grateful for all that you've done for us. In your name, amen. Let's take and eat this together. And like the bread, Jesus passed the cup. And he said, this cup represents the new covenant, which is in my blood. When you drink this, remember me. What's this new covenant? Well, what was the old covenant? The old covenant was made with Abraham, where God told Abraham that his descendants were going to be his chosen people. And so for the longest time, that's how it was. Abraham's family line was God's chosen people. But with this new covenant, what it established is that anybody who called on the name of Jesus and asked Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, because Jesus had now hung on the cross and was going to die and shed his blood in this new covenant, meant that we all could be a part of God's family. And so tonight, as we drink this, let us be thankful for this new covenant, which allows us, each and every one of us, those that call upon the name of the Lord, to be a part of the family of God. So let's pray. God, I thank you for this sacrifice that you were willing to give of your Son, Jesus, thank you for the blood that you spilled for us to establish this new covenant that allowed a restored relationship with you so that we could be with you forever. God, we are so grateful. We thank you so much for your love for us. Amen. Let's take and drink. Well, you guys, I hope that this night has been just an awesome opportunity to get together, to reflect on what Jesus did for us on the cross. Now, for his disciples, for Jesus' followers, this is a scary moment because they have no idea what's coming next. They think that everything that they had been giving their life for was now over. You and I know different, though. And we celebrate this with great expectation for Sunday, because we know what happened Sunday morning. So I want to invite you back here to your couch and your TV, your smartphone, your computer, and let's celebrate Easter Sunday, because we know that Sunday's coming. And we are excited to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Have a great night, everybody. God bless you. And we'll see you Sunday morning. Good night.